Welcome to an episode of Eddie Forrest's podcast. We're going to have to be booking here somebody. So just hope we got Harry Forney. How you doing?
Always great to be here.
We got Eddie Forney. I'm doing amazing. Bucks, Rams. Great game. We're going to be breaking down position by position. How we going to start off at the quarterback. We are going Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford. But Howie, how you doing?
Well, let me just how I see it. So Matt Stafford, right?
Yeah.
17 interceptions, you're tied for the league lead.
Jesus, how much better a quarterback can you be?
So, you know, Matt Stafford has some great games, but he can also make some bad decisions. I think Tom Brady has balanced his less bad decisions. I think that at quarterback, the Bucs have the edge.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, I think Matthew Stafford is tied with Jameis Winston, even though Jameis got into like 5 or 6 games. Is Jameis tied with Stafford? Who's tied with Stafford?
I don't know who's tied with Stafford.
It's gotta be Jameis. It's probably Jameis. So, Howie? So now we're gonna go to wide receiver one. Cooper Kupp with Mike Evans. I'm going Kupp. Kupp's better than Mike Evans.
So, this year, Kupp is better than Mike Evans. Well, of course, the career, obviously, Mike Evans had the better career.
One of the best wide receivers.
I think if you take a look at wide receivers as a unit, they have the advantage. Rams have the advantage with OBJ and Kupp, whereas right now, our only number one wide receiver playing is Mike Evans. Would be a different story if we had Antonio Brown. Would be a different story if we had Chris Godwin. So I think wide receiver edge got to go to the Rams.
Yeah. Wide receiver 2. OBJ versus, let's see, OBJ versus Tyler Johnson. I got to go OBJ. Beckham Jr. is better than whoever you think the number 2 wide receiver for the Bucs.
I think it's Tyler Johnson. It has to be Tyler Johnson because Perriman is injured. I think if Perriman was healthy, it would be, you know, Evans 1, Perriman 2.
Yeah.
Do you think
Perriman's going to play? Nah.
Yeah, they'll let him play, but I'm concerned about our wide receivers. That's why I think our catches are going to have to come from another position.
Who? Gronk at the tight end. Gronk versus Higbee. I gotta go. I want to go the Higbee way, and I'm going the Gronk way.
Gronk, one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history.
We're Harry Higbee.
We're gonna need
two
Gronk spikes if we want to win this game. Two Gronk.
Yeah. But, like I just came up with, and Gronkzilla was always the thing, but Gronkzilla versus Harry Higbee. Higbee's hair feels back and stuff. So, next position, we have the running back, Cam Akers versus Leonard Lombardi, Letty Fortuny. Let's just call him that.
I just really hope that Leonard Fournette can go, because I think that Leonard Fournette, Keyshawn Vaughn 1-2 is just going to be so exciting. Keyshawn Vaughn showing now that he can catch the ball, he can run. So, you know, really. So, I think running back, I think the Bucs have the advantage here. Fournette can go.
Yeah, if Fournette could go, I'm going him over Anchor. Anchors only took him 6 months to recover from Achilles.
That is really amazing, by the way.
Anchors, yeah. Anchors sounds like Anchor. Well, thank you to Anchor for sponsoring our podcast. That reminds me. Like you heard the story second ad before. Well, Howie. Oh, let's go. Defensive line. Oh, easy Buccaneers, even though Rams have Aaron Donald. I was gonna say, I used to call him AD of LA until Anthony Davis signed with the Lakers. He's AD of LA. Now we're gonna go some basketball talk. I mean, Russell Westbrook said, that's crazy. That's for the basketball talk. Got a No Sports podcast for the rest of that. You can have a whole episode about that. So, Howie, how do you feel about these? The Bucks defensive line or the Rams defensive line?
Well, I just think as a unit, yes, the Rams have the biggest defensive line star here in the league. You know, he's been, I believe, defensive player of the year.
3 times.
So Aaron Donald is a disaster for us. But as a unit, they suck. Talking about Willie Golston, that is a great defensive line. You know, very thankful to have the defensive line that we have.
Yeah. So, Howie, let's talk about secondary. Better secondary. That gotta go to the box.
And not only have the Bucks had one of the best secondaries.
Secondary.
Not only have we, you know, had a great secondary, we have had to do a fair part, right? I mean, Fuel was not on an NFL team at the beginning of the season.
He has a few INTs.
We're doing it with players. You know, everyone has been injured. We had to look at Richard Sherman. He's injured. Really, really proud of this Bucks secondary. You know, whoever has gone, has shown up, has played really well. Really proud of the secondary.
Yeah. Harry, you can say it with me. Thank you to our fans. Thank you to Anchor. Anchor, all rights reserved.